af al had al dam min achai. If it's the blood from an animal, also is chai. Muslim on this out. Dam min achai. From a living person, any blood from a living person is chai misosa.
Rabbi,
Aita, Rabbi Chitki Oimer af al hasirus. He can't make himself important in a serious is also chai. Takes the word kayach of leide. Right. A guy is Muslim on this also. Rabbi Shimon Oimer af al hakishuf. He can't do kishuf. Magician is also a chai of misa. For kishuf. Sorcery. Yeah. Shimon Oimer af al hakishuf. The chai of kishuf also. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Yossi says, Kol Omer the Pasha's kishuf. All the different chatoyim, the lav, that it says about a magician, about kishuf, is Benoich Muzer Olover. Benoich is also a chai if he does one of these things. And the passage says in the volume, Lo yimotzei b'cho ma'avir b'noyu b'ita v'eish. She can't take your children through the fire. Chesem k'sem, most type of magicians. Noinin and Menachesh and Mechashef v'choy v'chover v'shol oy v'yidoni v'dor shalom eisim. All these things are different type of kishuf you do. You talk to the mason, you make different tricks with them. Or the Gvata says, or the Galal, to Eva Sailor, because of these disgusting things, Hashem Lekecha, Merish Oysa Mipnecha, Hashem is throwing away the going before us. Because Hashem can't stand these things. So these are various also applied to Ben Benech. Now, V'lei Onosh, V'lei Onosh Elim Kem Hizr. He only gets punishment if they're warned. He knows even a guy has to be warned also. So he holds, well, Anishon can hear. Rebbe Lezer and Lezer holds, Afala Klayim Musarim B'nei Noich. Afala Klayim, that a guy is also on the east of Klayim. What does that mean? Mutarim B'nei Noich Lubash Klayim. A guy is a lot of weird Klayim. Shatnif is a lot of weird. That law doesn't apply to a guy. He is really Klayim. He could plant Klayim also, plant two seeds together. The Yain Asum is only also Ela Bahavoras Behema, to put two behemoths together. That law applies to a guy. Or Bahakovas Ilan, grafting two trees together, also applies to a guy. That's what the Lezer holds. What do you mean?
They're
marred, but these are various for guy. Now, how do we know all these things? Omer Rabbi Yechav Yechanin says, Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, Vayetzav Hashem Elokim Al Adam. Lema, beginning of Rishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon, he told him, Nikol eitz agav from all the trees in the garden, ochol toch, you could eat. Now, with Ashen is Pesach like this. And at that time, Adam Rishon had a loch, like Bnei Noach, he was like a grave then. He wasn't a Bnei Yisrael yet. So at that time, Moses Pesach means, Vayetzav Elokim, Vayetzav Hashem Elokim, Vayetzav, he commanded Adam Rishon, Elu HaDinim. He commanded him to listen to a Bezin, to listen to the Dinim. So when that's a law, Ben Noach has to listen to Dinim. The Chayin Rebbe, the Pesach says, Ki Yedatav L'man Asher Yitzav Ez Bonav Acharov. So Mashma commanding means listening to Bez Din. That's called Dinim, a guy has to listen to Bez Din. Now, Hashem says, Yitzav Hashem, Zu Birchas Hashem. That a guy is not allowed to curse Hashem. The Chayin Rebbe, the Pesach says, V'neike B'Shem Hashem, if you curse the name of Hashem, Mos you must. That's the second word, Elokim, Hashem, that applies even to a guy, if he curses Hashem, he's Chayiv Misa. What's Lashna of Elokim? Azu Avodas Kechavim. That a guy is not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. That's what it says Elokim here. Yisav Hashem Elokim. Kone Hashem, but it says, we dash from here, that we have to worship Hashem, and not an Avodah Zarah. V'chein Uwev, another passage says, Le'yi Elokho Elohim Acherim Acherim. You shouldn't worship another god. So this very well applies to a guy also. Now it says, V'etzav Hashem Elokim Alo Adam. Alo Adam is Zushvich Azamim. That Adam cannot kill anybody. T'chein Yom, the Pesach says, Shefech Dam Adam, spilling the blood of a person. Then it says, Alo Adam Leimo, what's the word Leimo? Zu Gila Reis, that you're not allowed to live with another Bulas Bal, another wife. T'chein Yom, the Pesach says, Leimo saying, Hen Yishalach Isas Ishtoi, for Holochem Ito, the Hoysel Yishachar. The Lashon of Lamer by your wife. So you also, Lamer means stay away from somebody else's wife. Now, Mikol Eitz Hagan, you can eat from all the trees in the garden, but not Gezel, but not Gezel, you can't steal. If you don't eat from what I give you permission to eat, I give you permission to eat from these trees. But if somebody else owns the tree, they're not allowed to steal. Rashi says, Mid'itzeh l'mishrei, l'olahatki l'eitzeh agan, since Hashem had to like be masker, had to say, I'm making it hefker, I'm letting you other region eat from my tree, sh'manina, she'ina mufka l'nes uloi, if it's not hefker for you, if you have no permission to eat from it, then nesel you're not allowed to eat. But here, Adam was able to eat from this tree only because Hashem gave him permission and said, you can eat from my tree. The tree belonged to Hashem. So Hashem gave Adam Rishon permission to eat from it. But if he would have not given permission, it would be also from to eat. Because Gezel is also even to a goat.
You
hit the dust with Gezel. Ocha Teichel. This you could eat. Tree, a fruit you could eat. But not Eva Menachai. Rashi, Ocha Teichel. Or Eimer Lachim, something that's Eimer Teet. For Le Teichel Eva Menachai, the Behem of Achayeh, Eimer Melech Lachila. El Legada Blodis. When the animal is alive, it's not only right now, it's not meant to be eaten, it's meant to let it stay alive, to have children, to work with it. So that's then, this fruit you can eat. But an animal, you can't eat it when it's alive. Wait a minute. These are the seven mitzvahs they know, that's the apostolic from Adam Rishon. Ki yasir Rabbi Yisrael came, Tani led Ipka the opposite way. By Yitzav, that means Zorobos Gechavim. That means not to worship Rabbi Yisrael. Elohim Zudiyonim, that's the Bezdin. So Bishlam Elohim Zud Dinim, that means like a Bezdin, Echsir V'Nikvav, Balabayat Elohim. The same Lashon Elohim goes on a Bezdin. Elo Vayetzav, Zuh Avayet Zoro, my Mashma, how do you know from the word Vayetzav means not to worship Avayet Zoro? The Chizu Rav Yitzvah Barav Dimi, Chadam Apostle says, Saru Ma'am in the Derech Hashem Tzivitim. Also them, that they went away from Derech of Hashem, they worship by the Chet Egel. That they went away from Hashem, they worship the Chet Egel, that was Avayet Zoro. They said Lashon of Tzav, Hashem Tzivitim, by Avayet Zoro. The Chadama also Kefrayim Yotzus Mishpat Gihel Holachach Achrei Tzav. It says also they went away from Hashem, they went to worship Avodah Zarah. It says Lashon of Tzav. So Tzav applies by Avodah Zarah. Rashi says the nation is Ratzalecha Achrei Tzivah Shal Ol Nevi Abal. What? It's a Gila Milsa. That's okay. It's a Gila Milsa. My Benayu. What's the difference between the two ways? Hayadarshin. Iki Benayu Akum Sheosav. The two ways they're not from. Akum she'osa avoid the zor of lo yishtachiv alo. If a guy just makes the avoid the zor, does not bow down to it. The man diyomo osui from the word osui. We learn it out from mishasa siyum mechayiv. He's chayiv from he makes the avoid the zor. The man diyoma ki hoil holach from the pasuk holach or holach adi yozo basrei apolach lo till he worships it. So that's not kmino. Where do we learn it out from? Omar Rava. Oh, Mikul Aman, does anybody hold Mikul Aman Diyoma Akum Shosa by the Zor of Leishtachav or Lechayiv? Does anybody hold that if a guy would just make an idol and he does not bow down to it yet, that he's Chayiv Misa for that? The Atani will learn. The Akum Devorim Shebezdin Shay Yisrom Misa Malayim, Balochav of the Zor, one of the things that a Bezdin kills, Shebezdin Shay Yisrom Misa Malayim, and Ben Melech Muzorin Alayim. Anything that a Jew is chayiv misa for, a guy is also chayiv misa for. But ain't bezin shay yisom misa malayim, something that if a Jew would do it, a Jew would not be chayiv misa, a Jewish bezin would not kill the Jew. The same thing, ain't ben nayach muzalayim, a guy is also not chayiv misa on it. Lamut emai, what does it come to exclude? Lav lamut does it come to exclude? Akum shosa vayrizara. Vayishtachiv alo. Because if a Jew would make an idol and not worship it, he's not Chayiv Misa. So who here does Bryce mean the same thing by a guy also? That if a guy would just make the idol and not worship it, he would be Potter. Amr Papaloi, that's not the Pshan the Bryce. Lamutai Gifu Fenishik. If a guy would come and hug the idol or kiss the idol, if he would hug it and kiss it, for that he's Potter. So Mara says, let's see. Gifu Fenishik Demai. What type of an avoid is that? What type of an idol are we talking about over here? Ilayma Kedaka, that's the way the Goyim worship it. The way the Gershom worship their idol is they kiss it and they hug it. So, Bakotlu, even a Jew would be Chayiv Misa then. If that's the way the Goyim worship their Avodah Zorah, that's allowed. For that you Chayiv Misa. El Lamuta Shaloi Kedaka, that's not the normal way. So therefore, that's the case that you put it. Yeah. So, but it could be only here a Goy is put it. But if a guy makes the Avodah Zorah, could be for the Asi alone, a guy thank is Chayiv Misa. If a guy who makes the Avodah Zorah, for him, it's more probably he'll worship it, for making it alone, he's Chayiv. Mordinim b'nei noyach. If good is it true that a goy hath listened to Bezdin to Dinim, for your time you will learn, Esa mitzvois nitztavu Yisro b'moro, 10 mitzvahs Hashem gave Klai Yisro b'moro, Sheva shekiblu aleihem b'nei noich, 7 already that was given before by Adam Rishon, was given to b'nei noich, for your sifu aleihem yedir on another 3 in moro, as b'nei Yisro chayiv in these extra 3, mashma only a Jew and not a goy. What are these extra 3? It says clearly, Dinim, the Shabbos, the Kibbut Aveim, that a Jew has the mitzvah Kibbut Aveim, not a goy, and not Shabbos, and not Dinim. So what's the stira? Dinim, the Chassid Apostle says, Asham Loi, Choyko Mishpat, that there they made a Choyko Mishpat, there they was first knowing Mishpat, a Bezdin. So a Bezdin, listen to Bezdin, only to a Jew, not to a goy. Shabbos, the Kibbut Aveim, the Chassid, Kashet Tzivcho Hashem Lekecho, and B'yom Rav Yudah, Kashet Tzivcho Lemorah. Now the Apostle says, you already commanded Lemorah. By Mora, that's where Hashem gave Klai Yisrael the mitzvahs of Kibbut Aveim and the mitzvah Shabbos. So it's mashma clearly that dinim only applied to a Jew and not to a goy. So it says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avahu, Ala Nitzuch Elo, Li Odo, Vi Eidim, Vi Yasro. No, a goy also has to listen to Bezdin. Bezdin could kill a goy. The difference is that by a Jew, there has to be a Bezdin of La'odah, means a Bezdin of 23. With Dashim before Eidah, you can only kill a Jew through a Bezdin of 23. Whereas by a goy, you can kill him even with one. Rashi says, Le'edah ve'edim v'asro, v'chein nitztav yisro b'mara, li'ah is donim es n'hedrin shachov gimel, that a Jew was only killed through a bezna 23, k'der minan oda. Shefetes be oda matelis. You need an edah twice, that's 20, and another 20, there's 3 more. Ti'ak le'yitzkut b'hoch, yafin le'kamon, mikur de ben'noyach nerech b'yed echod, over dying echod. Even one dying, a single dying, kapask n'chi of misa on a goy. And secondly, the Eidim, that by a Jew we only kill if there are 2 Eidim. By a Goy, even one Eidechot comes and tells a Dayan that we saw the Goy do one of these Sheva Mitzvahs, we kill him. And Vathroah, that a Goy does not have to be warned first. Whereas by a Jew, we only give him Isa, he gets punishment only if he was warned first by Eidim. So these special halachas only apply to the Jews. Mashenkin, the actual halacha to listen to Dayanim, that applies even to Ben Noach also. For the Malachi is so, my Yosifa lain dinim. So what does it mean to say they added dinim? They had dinim already. So what are you adding on? But says ain elo dinim elo mitzvahs dayanim. It's mashma in Mora that first gave dinim. It's not true you have a bezdin from before. It's only there are dinim in the bezdin. Elo rad omar rov nitzchol elo ledinay knosis. That's what it means. The dinim knosis Yosifa b'mora. Dibnei Noach lehuzer aleihem. The ksiv yitzav v'garmin lo ma'asheh yitzav lo d'hosram tzedakah mishpat ksiv. Dainu din upshara v'chnosos lav mishpat ninu. The katsin lo yitzvei medine. Knosos do not apply to goyim. They don't have to listen to knosos. Knosos, you give them more than the actual judgment. That's called the knas. That only applies to a Jew and not to a goy. Dine knosos. Akati v'yosifu v'dinu mibrodi. Still should have said, we hit it on in halachos in the bezdin. That now to a Jew, a bezdin could even give a knas. But not to the actual bezdin that we had before. Elo amar of achor v'achor b'yakom nitzuch elo loheishiv bezdin b'chol placha placha b'chol every year. That's what it means to say. That in Morah was given a special mitzvah like shoshim v'shoitrim, that now you have to appoint a bezdin in every city and every year. Every city and every plach, country. I and v'hor b'nei nechle yifkut on this b'nei nechle damitzuva. They don't have to appoint bezdin in every single city. I but Tanya we learned now, we learned Kishem Shenestabi Yisrael Lahoshiv Bote Dino Bechol Plaka Plaka Bechol Yavir in every city, every country Kach Nitzavu Bnei Noach Lahoshiv Bote Dino Bechol Plaka Plaka Bechol Yavir. You see, Bnei Noach also has this chiyuv of Shoftim V'Shoitrim Bechol Yavir to put a Shoftim, a judge, a Bezdin in every city. So that can't be more. Elo Amar Rava Hai Tana Tona Devei Menashihu To Mapik Dach V'Yayo Sach. What does that mean? Rashi says, "High time of the brayse of Leah, the Tony Yosef Aleim Dinim, the Mashu Bnei Noach learned the Sav Aleim, Tony the Mashu. That means Dinim of Brichas Hashem. He takes out who the Mapach. He takes out Dinim of Brichas Hashem. He also does not apply to a goy, but instead he puts in Sach Sirus Uklayim. That a goy part of the Sheva Mitzvahs are Sirus and Klayim, not to make Hakova of animals or Lonis." But the first two of Dinim and Brichas Hashem does not apply to Ben Noach. So according to that Mandiyam, it's good this Brisa that says they will Hesef in Mara Dinim. The Tana Devei Menashe, Sheva Mitzvah Shnistava Ben Noach. What are the 7 mitzvahs that a Goy is Mitzvah in? Aboy de Zoro, not to worship the Zoro, Gila Rois, not a Buddha's vow, a Shmir Hazdom, not to kill, Gezel, Beba Menachai, Silas Aklayim. Those are the seven mitzvahs. Tenech Nami, not Dinim, he took out Dinim. A guy is not mitzvah and listen to a Bezdin. We have Yehudu, Rahim Yehudu says, Odom Rishon le Nitzava, El al Aboy de Zoro Bavad. Odom Rishon, this first postage, is only talking about Aboy de Zoro. You don't learn out the seven mitzvahs for this postage. Then it says, V'yitzava Shemel Akim al Odom. So it's one thing, Hashem commanded upon Odom Rishon that listen to me, I'm Hashem, and don't listen to another Avodah Zarah. That's all. We do have to say right there, Afa Birchas Hashem. Also, Odom was mitzvah on Birchas Hashem. The Yeshem, some say, Afa Adinim. No, Odom Rishon was also mitzvah on Dinim. Command all the who's a go like, Chod Yom Rav Yudom Arav, Eloi Kim Ani, Loisekal Luni, I'm Hashem, do not curse me. Elakim ani lotimruni. Don't change me for another avodah zarah. Elakim ani, I'm Hashem. Yeimor alechem shafir me. Come on, who's the guy like? Yeshem, the last Yeshem that says, these were the part of the Shavu Mitzvahs, Kenech. Rashi says, Yeshemim, Tema Bekulay. And this pasuk is going even by Bnei Noach. Right, Rashi says, Elakim ani means, Nemel Adam Rishon. This was said to Adam Rishon. So he's asking, even to Adam Rishon, he had all these three labs. Not to curse Hashem, not to worship, not to exchange me for another Avodah Zarah, and have fear for me. So Kulam Bo. Tana Devei Menashe. I Dorosh Vayitzav Monashach. If you dash in this Pesach Vayitzav, if you're the Hanachnami, how could you say it's only Mitzvah and Avodah Zarah, you're dashing these other things also. We have Birchas Hashem here also. If you Dorosh Vayitzav, you do not dash in the word Vayitzav, Hani Minoli, how do you know them from? The other Gemara says, Leda, he does not dash in the word Vayitzav. Hani kol chodah v'chodah b'yapan asher k'siva, enechnami. The Sheva Mitzvot, he does not learn out from this pasuk of Yitzav. He learns here, Odom Rishon was only mitzvah in Avodah Zarah, that's all. How do we know that a guy is mitzvah in Sheva Mitzvot? From other pasukim. K'siva, Avodah Zarah v'gila royis, the Siddur pasuk says, v'ati shokhe soros v'fnei elokim, that by the Dohamabel, that the world was destroyed.